Well, today we come to 1 Samuel 17, verse 33. It's a familiar passage about David and Goliath. Saul is speaking to this young man named David. You are not able to go out against the Philistine and fight him. You're only a young man, and he's been a warrior from his youth. All right, so remember the song? Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Sing it with me if you know it. You ready? Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook. Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took. You still singing with me? I hope you are. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round, and round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And finally, David let the rock fly, and the giant came. Okay, you're supposed to say this in a slow and deep voice. Ready? The giant came tumbling down. One more time, this time with all the motions. You ready? Just kidding. We're not going to sing it again. In our passage today, Saul sold David short. The statement, "You're only a boy," while certainly a fact, was also Saul's assessment of David's ability. You're not big enough. You're not strong enough. You're not experienced enough. Goliath has been fighting since he was a boy, and David, you are a boy. Goliath has been fighting since he was a boy, and David, you are a boy. Let the men handle this situation. Well, the trouble was the men weren't handling the situation. And every time the giant took one small step forward, they took one giant step back. God chose to work through a boy to demonstrate his mighty power. Don't sell our children short. God does big work in small packages. Always has. Always will. Father, thank you for our children. May we honor them for your work in their lives. And may we be the mentors and the models that encourage them to step up against the giants. In Jesus' name, amen.